Hello, amazing high performance nurses. I hope you are well. It's been a little hot minute because if you didn't know, I batch recorded all of those previous episodes that you've been listening to up until this point earlier in the year, whilst I was transitioning from Paris back to Sydney. Unbeknownst to me, that I would find out that all of my life belongings were burnt and lost in a fire in October 2023 in Sydney, and no one told us. I'm laughing now, but I've been crying a lot. No one told us until about 2 weeks ago at the start, like mid-March, with about 5 days for us moving into our new apartment, which was a whole different challenge in itself in the current Sydney market. So I'm sure there's a future version of me that will listen back to this and just chuckle and laugh. But being in the thick of it over the last few weeks, I'm so grateful to Past Liam that he had some kind of insight to ahead of time record lots of episodes. Today is an off-the-cuff episode because I have been hot mess expressing life in the last few weeks, to be quite honest. And I don't know about you, but over the last few weeks, my life has been chaos, like absolute chaos. If you're into astrology and all of the things, I think Mercury's been in retrograde, and I also just think that there's an energy, or like it maybe it's an evolution of like shedding things in our lives that are not meant to be. I don't know if you've been resonating with this recently and just having this kind of pull towards like letting go of what's no longer serving you and inviting in or creating some space at least to invite in what might be potentially your future in some way, shape, or form. And that's what I wanted to talk about today because now that I've had a little bit of time, albeit a few weeks, a lot of self-coaching, a lot of managing my own mental and emotional stress, I feel like I am going through what I'm calling like a rebirth. I feel like I'm being midwifed back into life again, just through a different angle, a different lens, and maybe a less traumatic birth. Who knows? A little bit visual, but we're nurses around here, so we can deal with them. So I feel like literally I am going through this bit of a rebirth right now, and like a restart, refresh, burning it all to the ground, literally, and kickstarting a new kind of chapter in my nursepreneurship, personally and professionally. And I mean, I could listen back to this in a couple of weeks' time and think, what a lot of BS, nothing's changed. But right now, this is how it feels. There is just an energy in the air, the world, every conversation I have, people wanting to let go of things that just have not been serving them. And it's so ironic that literally all my life belongings, I let go of, literally, because we can't have them anymore because they're gone. And it's funny because me and Luke have been talking about it. Luke is my partner, and we've been talking about how we lived in Paris for 15 months, and all of these belongings that we had, we missed them, but we didn't need them. Like, there was nothing in there that was of great significance other than, of course, family gifts, gifts from loved ones that I'll never see again that have passed. Like things like ashes from my grand. I had this beautiful paperweight that was created. It was like a Scotland paperweight. It sounds a bit tacked, but it was actually very beautiful. And it was created with my granddad's ashes put into it. So that every time I kind of saw it here in Australia, I kind of always felt this connection back home. I used to have it on my coffee table. And I also had a paperweight. We have a thing with paperweights. There's a beautiful glassworks place in my hometown in Scotland. And I actually think I came across some years ago for something else. I can't even remember. I think it was for my granddad. We were getting him a Scotland one for his birthday. Just as something like, what do you buy people? This was like more of a sentimental thing. And this one was, him with some of his ashes. And then also my pet dog, my first ever pet dog, his name was Nacho. And he was a border collie and he was gorgeous. He was beautiful. Nacho, I know it's a strange name, but it's based on a Rangers football team at the time because I was in a closet and pretending that I liked football. So anyway, that's a story for a different day. And these two things, amongst a couple of other things, were like the most important, precious things to me because they just connected me back home. And now that they're gone, I just feel like this like cleansing of like, okay, well, I have nothing to remind myself of my previous life and all of the things that I've done up until this point in life, including Bachelor of Nursing certification, including like all of the things. I didn't even think about that until this moment. Holy shit, how am I even going to get that again? Oh my goodness. I've got them on my computer, but I don't have the physical copies. So there's lots of things that I need to get navigate, and it really got me thinking about how many of you come to me and have so much fear around rebirthing, restarting, refreshing your nursing careers. And I get it. Like, I am a rebirther and refresher. I feel like I, as a multi-passionate clinician, have done this umpteen times now, like over 15 times. I've changed roles, positions, promoted, demoted, all of the things, nursepreneurship, changing offers, you know, evolving, trying this, testing that, failing here, succeeding there. And I feel like right now is an opportunity for me to share this lesson with you, the power of the rebirth, the power of the refresh and the restart. Because here's the thing, what you are seeking is seeking you. And I feel like that's never been truer, having gone through this experience. And ironically, I've always kind of bitched at Luke and said things like, oh, I really just wish we'd set up as like an adult couple. Like, I feel like all of our stuff is all, whilst I'm grateful for it, it's all like Kmart, it's like a jumble sale, and we've just picked it up along the way, and that was the beauty of it. But it was also like we never really got to create something that's new in us and like start from scratch. And now it's like we have that opportunity, and that's such an amazing gift, but now it has no soul and no meaning. So it's like a 50-50, kind of the 50-50 of life. It is this constant balance of ebb and flow and acceptance and gratitude and joy and loss and grief. And it is part of the human experience. And I think that when we think of a refresh or restart, it can seem all-encompassing and so scary. Like for me, thinking about needing to go and buy everything from scratch, like I'm talking like microfiber cloths for my cleaning to spoons to like table, chairs, sofa, or like things for our house that make our house a home. Throws, cushions, curtains, blinds, because half the shit isn't here. I've had to start from scratch. And that is so overwhelming and so confronting. And I'm not going to lie, like, as our good friend of the podcast, Lorna from Aesthetics by Lorna, go and follow her on Instagram, we've been voice noting back before that she was like, I don't know how you haven't had a Menti Bee. And I was like, oh girl, I've had a lot of Menti Bees. I've had a lot of Menti Bees over the last few weeks. And whilst I'm not overly like proud of having multiple stressful episodes and maybe not being the nicest human that I could be to Luke, my partner, and to myself, first and foremost, it is also part of that journey, right? Like, I'm never here to say that life is glorious and it's all rainbows and sunshine and daisies, because it's not. Anybody that sells you that or tells you that, tells you that your nursing career should just be easygoing and, you know, no problems whatsoever, they're selling you on a lie. And I will always be real with you and always share the vulnerable side of what I'm going through, because I think there's always a lesson in it. Listen, you don't really give a shit what's going on in my life, and that's totally fine. Like, that's totally fine. It's not why I'm doing this episode. I have not started a GoFundMe page because we don't need to, thank God for insurance. But the whole point of me doing this is to share the trials and tribulations that come with just being a human on this earth, and then stack on top of that a nursing career. Like, what the fuck? Like, we've signed up for a Hot Mess Express life. And it's beautiful and amazing and exciting and challenging, and it's hard, difficult, frustrating, disappointing, all in one, all at the same time. And this is, if anything, a recognition and a, what's the word? Acknowledgement of the work that is being a human on this earth and the work that we all need to do. Because here's the thing, even if I hadn't been doing all of the personal, mental, and emotional development work up until this point, you bet this moment in my life would have stopped me in my tracks and made me question everything. Stopped me and highlighted, hey, you've lost everything. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want to start with? What's most important to you? Is beautiful home aesthetics important to you, or is finding a foundation and getting yourself set back up with an office that's functional good? Like, what level of next version of you are you looking for? And then creating space to allow that and to let go of the things from the past. I genuinely spent about a week just grieving all of the things. Like, Luke would come home and I'd be like, I still can't get over the fact that no one called us and everything's gone. And I just allowed myself to have that experience. And for so many of us, when we're navigating change and challenge, we don't allow ourselves just to feel the shit. We feel like we shouldn't be feeling that. We feel like we shouldn't be experiencing the lows, because somewhere, somehow, somebody told us that life is, you know, rainbows and daisies, and that it should just be plain sailing. But many of us have the opposite experience. And what if that is the norm? What if that's exactly what's supposed to be happening? What if we were always supposed to go to Paris, have a beautiful 15 months, come back here, and lose everything? And what if that's part of my journey, part of my growth? What if it's a little note from the universe or from whoever is looking after me, because I am a little spiritual? Like, what if it's just a little nudge to say, hey, stop. You've been going at this for a couple of years now. You've been doing amazing work with the nurses. You're doing all I mean, you can make whatever meaning you want out of it. But my brain is like, what if this is a real opportunity for me to do what I teach, which is to refresh and to reset and to rekindle with what it is that I want to do? Because here's the thing, I can, like you, I can do all of the things, right? We can do all of the things, but what is it that you want to do? What is it that lights you up? What is it that if you weren't being paid for, you would do every single day? And the irony is, I do this for like charity. A lot of it is free. I do a lot of this for free. This is exactly free, this podcast. It actually cost me money to produce this. But the point there is that it's giving me an opportunity to really sit back and think, how do I want to move forward? Because if I've lost all of the things that meant the most to me, or I thought meant the most to me, now it's like, okay, well, what do I have left? And what do I want to build from here moving forward? And I didn't quit my high-paying job to just run a business or an entrepreneur business that, you know, just does okay. I didn't leave because by now I would be like well over 200k as a in a paid role, like in the role that I was in. I hated it. I hated that role, but I would be in that and I could keep doing that, right? But I'm here in business and I want to have a huge impact in the industry, and I want to give myself the opportunity to refresh and to hit reset and to reevaluate where I want to go from here. Because literally and figuratively, I've been like, we've lost everything. So I feel like I get to burn it all down. And by burning it down, like anybody that's any of my programs, please do not worry. I'm not burning anything down that you are in and whatever else. But it allows me to reconsider, reevaluate what it is that I want to do and how I want to do it moving forward. And I think that's a really important thing for me to talk about openly. Because I think a lot of people, whether you want to be a nursepreneur or not, or whether you just want to build your nursing career, or whether you want to stay in your nursing career, but you listen because you love learning about yourself, we all go through these processes and these journeys. And the more open and transparent I can be with you about what I'm thinking and what I'm going through, hopefully it helps one of you to navigate some kind of challenge. And I get so many messages from you all every single day about the podcast and the work that we do and the resources we've put out there and how they've helped you and served you. But I'm really feeling a pull. I'm really feeling a pull to help people do what I've done. And I just saw this over the last few weeks where I'm like, I can do resumes like with my eyes closed doing a backflip. I can't do backflips, FYI. You know what I mean. And I can do them like I'm so good at them. And I've done so many of them. And it's what people need. And I love doing them. I love helping people see how amazing they are. But what I don't love doing is I don't love being solely responsible for the creation of all of the documents that we do in our Nurse Career Academy. And the reason why I don't love it is because it's so time consuming. And it's very non-scalable as a business. And I set up a business to be able to scale it so that I could have uncapped income. But the way that I currently have designed it and set it up is that it's not scalable. So I get to a point where in the last few years, we've kind of plateaued, whereby we get to a point and we can't do any more because of the way that I've designed it. So I do believe that one of the things that I'm on this earth to do is to lead by example, to role model, to go and test and try and buy before everybody else, and then come back and teach you all and teach you what works and what doesn't work. And the mistakes that I made so that you don't make them, so you get to the goal faster. And I've been able to do that in the career space and help people shave years off their career growth, you know, by years back, by providing them mental and emotional tools to be able to navigate the complexity, is that even a word? The complexity? The complex nature that is a nursing career. So I feel like I offer that in that space, but I feel like there's an opportunity, and I've been thinking about this for so long, to do it in a different way. And I'm not really sure yet what that way is, but I have some ideas around what that could look like. And I'm not going to share those here because it's very off the cuff. But it's something that I've been talking a lot about on Facebook. So if you're not following us on Facebook, go and search for us, High Performance Nursing, and start following our posts and engaging there and seeing what I'm coming up with. But I am really leaning into how can I help nurses better evolve within their careers on their terms, but with less of a high investment price point, and which of course means less of me, but it's not me you're coming for. You're coming for the resources and the tools and all of the things you need to be able to grow and develop. And then secondly is how to teach nurses to do what I've been able to do. Because I'm not a unicorn. I'm not special. I am special and unique, but I'm not special and unique in the sense that I'm the only one that can do this and that you can't do this. And so many of you slide into my DMs, send me emails and tell me you want to get out of the nursing industry. And sometimes it doesn't feel in alignment for me to say, you know what, you can just stay. Like if I just teach you how to manage your stress and manage your mental and emotional health and well-being and your nervous system a little better, you might actually find that you enjoy your job. And that's ironically what happens with a lot of our nurses. They come to me, they want to leave. We teach them some tools. They stay or they take a sidestep or they find a more aligned job. That works for some people. But my truth is that I couldn't find that role. And there was no tools. There was no one teaching tools to help me navigate that. There was no one there when I needed the support. So whilst I can be that for people, I also have found immense freedom and growth and possibility and capacity within myself to build something that I never thought was possible. I was able to build a multiple six-figure nursing career coaching business in a market that is quite saturated. Resume writing, interview, you know, career coaching, it's very saturated, but it wasn't saturated in the sense that there was somebody like me offering with lived experience as a nurse and a nurse manager and a nurse educator, the kind of services that I offer in the way that I designed them. So not only have I been able to build a multiple six-figure career coaching business and replace my income, I've also been able to move internationally with my partner. He got a job offer, I could just get up and go. How many of you are in positions where maybe your partner, like, they move a lot for their work, or they travel a lot, or you've had to turn down opportunities because you think, what would I do? What would I do for 3 years? I mean, a lot of you would like to just take 3 years off, and so would I, to be quite honest, but we'd be bored. Let's be honest. For nurses, we'd be bored. So it got me thinking about that. And then, like, last year, I traveled to America twice for conferences, which I paid for myself, and they were high investment courses. And I was able to generate the income through my business to be able to pay for myself to go to these courses. I've been able to invest in my growth, my learning, my certifications. I've just finished another certification. Whilst I teach you that you don't need certifications, I did this one personally for me because I want you to better understand my stress cycle and my nervous system and trauma. And that was invaluable, but it was a five-figure investment. It was five-figure investment for me in USD. So it was a lot of money. And it was hugely advantageous. And I absolutely loved it. And it's allowed me to evolve and grow even further. But that's all through generating my own income, right, on my terms. I also last year traveled and worked from like 12 different places. I took coaching calls in Istanbul. I worked when I was in Amsterdam. I worked when I was in Barcelona. I worked from, and I wish I documented more of this. I can't believe that at the time I didn't think about this. But I worked from Portugal. I worked from all of these, Scotland, my hometown, without any impact on my business. I woke up to sales, right, in my inbox, without me needing to do anything, from things that I'd created that people purchased. Every single one of you that's listening to this podcast could create something like that. I know your brain is immediately like, no, I can't. But trust me, that was me. That was me years ago when I made my first massive investment in me. It was a huge investment. It was $9,000. It was a lot of money for me at the time. And I took the leap of faith because I was like, I just can't keep doing this anymore. And that story to me is more authentic, is more aligned. And I haven't made any definitive decisions yet because I'm in decision fatigue. Over the last few weeks, we have spent nearly $25,000 in about a week on home stuff. So I'm kind of all decisioned out, and I've given myself permission to not make any decisions on anything for a week or two. But in saying that, I can't help but, because of whatever is happening in the universe right now, this pull, this draw to just be more vulnerable and open and authentic and real. And for me, I think that's where I'm heading. I think that's where this rebirth and this refresh and this restart is giving me a little bit of permission to just stop, step back, and reevaluate and see, well, what really serves me? What lights me up? And the same is true for you. There are so many lessons in this for you that I'm sure you can see. What lights you up? What could you do if you didn't have to think about the money or the income and you could just do something for the fun of it? What if you could create a life where you drop your hours clinically and you make money online and you don't need to work overtime anymore? What if you could go fully online and build a nursing business online using and leveraging your skills, knowledge, and experience that you have right now and building and growing it to six figures, maybe even multiple six figures and seven figures? What if that could be possible for you? The reality is, it is possible for us. It's possible for every single one of you. Now, not everybody will do it. Not everybody has the capacity to be able to put in the work that it takes to be able to get to this level. But for many of you, that is a potential pathway for you. And it's very, very exciting. And the way the industry is going, the way that the industry is designed, the system is designed, I can't see how I can continue to say to people, you can find a nursing role that aligns with you, because so many of you go and find them and then it doesn't align. And you do more work on yourself and you find another role and it doesn't align. And it's not because there's anything wrong with you. It's because the system is completely broken. And until we rectify that and deal with that, we've got a whole, like, that's a whole nother conversation. But what we can do is we can build our mental and emotional capacity, like I've had to over the last few weeks. We can build our tools to be able to navigate the highs and the lows of life as a nurse or a nursepreneur, or whatever you want to do with your nursing career in this precious life. And we can begin to consider and play with the idea of, how can I make money online as a nurse and be able to supplement my income and do something that really, truly lights me up? And my final note on this is, I was thinking about this the other day, how can I make this so that nurses get to do what they love doing best? Because I became a nurse because I just love helping people. And I became a coach because I saw so many people in need, not getting the jobs that they wanted. And I thought, I can help them. We have a bit of a helping complex, right? We kind of have a bit of a save the day energy about us as clinicians, which is a beautiful thing until it's not, until it's taken advantage of. So what if there could be a space where you create your nursing kind of legacy, or you create, it doesn't have to be nursing, you create a legacy working online, leveraging your unique skills, knowledge, and abilities, everything you already have, and we extract some of that, and we create something that you put out into the world, bravely and vulnerably put out into the world, with my support and guidance, and you're able to build and generate income from that. Maybe it's passive income, maybe it's more of strategic income, and you grow that over time, just like I have, to be able to get to a point where you can replace your income, or you can just supplement your income, or hit whatever money goal you want to make so that you can have more time freedom. That's what's possible within your nursing career, because as nurses, we're here to help people. And we want to help people. And I feel like in the system, it's no longer designed for us to help people. So in order for us to be able to not feel like going to uni and doing our postgraduate degrees and busting our ass for 3 years on no paid placements without us feeling like that was a complete waste of time, I feel like the only solution is for us to start seeing how we can monetize our lived personal and professional experiences so that you can make money and supplement and maybe use nursing to supplement your life. I don't know. I don't want to contribute to the shortage, but I mean, whatever I do in this life is not going to dramatically contribute to the shortage in the sense of what the damage has already been done. So I am kind of currently thinking through all of this. And if you've stuck around this long, thank you, because this is my musings of Liam talking to camera off the cuff. So it's a little bit discombobulated, and I definitely am still operating from a fight or flight stress response over the last week or so, and my nervous system in the last few days has been so energetically, lethargically low. So even getting on and doing this today, I was like, no, I missed last week. I'm going to do this week because I show up and I deliver and I want to add some kind of value. So here it is. For those of you that are in our Nurse Career Academy, we're still smashing it in there and absolutely loving that. And I love the work that I do. There's nothing more that I love than coming off a call and knowing that I've changed somebody's perception of themselves. That is like the biggest, oh my God, I just feel that so viscerally in my body. That's what gives me joy and motivates me. Making six figures, meh. Getting an award for making six figures, meh. Having nearly 100,000 downloads on the podcast, meh. Like, it doesn't really mean anything to me. It's just a number. But that feeling that I have when I connect with another human and help them see their potential and then stop them from underselling or underpromoting themselves, oh, that is like on the money right there. So for those people that are in that world with me, we are continuing on. We are moving forward. And one final thing I just want to acknowledge in why I'm even talking about all of this so openly is because we have, within my team, we have myself and the amazing Ange, who is our nurse career coach. She's been on the podcast before. Now, Ange has worked with me, like maybe a year and a half. Like, Ange is amazing. She's so good. She's really helped me and supported me in building this amazing business. And not only that, all of our nurses love her. Of course they do. She's amazing. And Ange, if you're listening to this, thank you for everything that you did and that you've done working with us. But Ange has got an amazing opportunity. And unfortunately, I can't, as a small business, I cannot take somebody on full time at this point in time, even though I would love nothing more. That will come in the future, but right now it's not a logical, sensible business decision for me to make. So Ange has, we've worked together and she's found this amazing opportunity, and I'm so glad to have been a part of her journey. She initially joined me in my early version of the Nurse Career Academy, and we worked through her stuff and we just really clicked. So I was like, why don't you work with me and help me with the resume? She was so good at it. She was so good at coaching. She loved coaching. So it was an easy pick for me. I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's do this. So Ange is moving on, which means that there's just me back to solopreneur days. And not only that, my podcast editor, who was great, we just weren't a fit. And I said this on my stories the other day on Instagram. Has never been a more challenging task for me than to find a highly skilled podcast editor. And I have tried all of the things. So this is done by me today, as you might can tell, and I will be putting it out, and I'm going for B-, in terms of quality, and I don't have my mic, so the sound is probably not so great, but I'm really proud that I'm putting it out. But that's another reason why I'm starting to step back and just think, hold on, the universe is telling me lots of things right now. Lost all my belongings. I've got Ange, who is leaving the company because she's got amazing opportunities, and I'm so, so happy for Ange. And then, but also sad, obviously, because I'm like, oh my goodness, well, what we used to have as our upper limit of what we could do, now it's much less. So now we have very limited spaces within our Nurse Career Academy, and I'm not sure what that looks like moving forward. I don't even know if that's something that, at that level, they're done for you at the price point that it currently is. People tell me all the time, Liam, it's too cheap, you need to put it up. I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but if you are somebody that has been on the fence with that and you're thinking about joining and you're applying for any of the upcoming graduate programs, or you've just been sitting on the fence and you want to work with me one-on-one at the current price point, now is the time. I would not sit on that any longer. And I'm not using this as a, like, let's go. Here's your opportunity. Genuinely, I have very, very limited capacity. Because what I won't do now is fill up my calendar and bust my ass. I just won't do it anymore. Because my nervous system tells me, Liam, you're burnt out. Liam, you can't do this. My body is very quick to respond if I put myself into chronic hypervigilant overworking state. I don't sleep and I have all of the symptoms. So I don't do that anymore. So I do have a cap and we're very closely approaching that, which I'm super proud of. Like, grad season hasn't even started. And we've had a lot of grads and nurses join us in the NCA already this year. And I've had probably what is my biggest business quarter in the first quarter of the year since launching my business. So it's just ironic, isn't it? Like, I've had my biggest business quarter all via email marketing. I'm going to be talking more about this year, but all via email marketing. I didn't do any of it through sales calls. Everybody just bought through coming through my emails and joining us, which is incredible to think that I couldn't sell a $250 thing a couple of years ago. And now we've had a biggest quarter in the first quarter of the year, biggest first quarter of the 3 years that I've been working, all whilst moving internationally and losing all my things. I'm so, so proud of me. And that might sound indulgent, but I have worked so hard to get here. And I hope to role model that it's okay to be proud of yourself. It's okay to acknowledge your awesomeness without it being cocky. And if you find that it's cocky or overly confident, you probably should stop listening to this podcast. It's probably not the place for you. But if you're somebody that's like, oh my God, I want to hear more about this, then I'd love you to let me know, like, if this is something you're interested in learning about, the more of the behind the scenes of my business and what that could look like for you. So I say all of that because it is like a refresh. It's like a rebirth. It's like a restart. It took me 30 minutes to get there, but thanks for bearing with me. and it's now an opportunity for me to go, okay, how does this align with what I want? How does it align with how I want to move forward? The movement of amazing humans, high-performing nurses that I want to lead. And this is one of the biggest challenges of being an entrepreneur, is that you feel like you always have this pool to help so many people, but there's only so many people that you can help, and not everybody is going to be open to the help. And that's something that I'm currently still trying to navigate. So I am exploring a refresh and a restart. In a nutshell, if you're somebody that has been thinking about joining the NCA because you want to guarantee your first grad this year, or you want to get out of the nursing job that you're in and get into something else and working one-on-one with me, then now is your time. Take this as a call to action, because the next time there might not be any spaces available. I am thinking of other options that will still create the space for you to be able to get the support, but it will not be the done for you. You might have noticed that we have also removed capacity for us to just do a resume or a CV or a cover letter on its own. And the reason why is because, honestly, there's so many people that do resumes, CVs, cover letters on their own, and you can go and use them. And I can point you in the direction of those people. If I'm going to be doing it, I want to be doing it correctly. And a lot of these people don't do it correctly, and they outsource it, and they do all of the things, but they never tell you. Whereas I do your resume, I read it, I review it, I put that personal touch in it. So I want to be remunerated, I can't say the word, paid for it accordingly. And there's just not the market there for that, typically. So that's why I'm moving away from that. So a lot of you come and say, can you just update my resume? And I'll say, well, I can, but this is a price. And then you just run away and ghost me, which is fine. But that's something that we've been working towards and phasing out. So it's not sustainable. It's not scalable. And it's also not something I enjoy. I don't enjoy these one-time interactions with people where it's a very surface-level transformation. Because I can help you with your resume. And then, like, if you still don't believe in yourself, you're not going to get the job. That's just the crux of it. So you're going to see some changes, but they're very exciting. And I'm excited about them, even though right now it feels scary. It feels overwhelming. I feel frustrated because I've put so much work into getting to this point that I feel like now I'm restarting over. But it's also exciting because if I can help one nurse make $1,000 online, $50 online, which I know I can because I've done it. And really, it is just like I've hired so many different coaches to show me how to do and build my business. And honestly, they all teach the same thing. I don't know why there's, if you're watching this video, there's something happening behind me on my screen. I don't know what the hell that was. Anyway, I've hired so many people that have helped me to build my business to where it is, and they'll teach the same thing. And I've paid like over, definitely paid over $50,000, 100%. Easily, maybe even more. Probably actually closer to $60,000 to be able to learn what I've learned, to be able to build a multiple six-figure business. So I'm excited to share that with the nursing world because no one's doing it. And no one's doing it with the reality of it. Because it's not, 10K months like that, and it's not make $1,000 here like that. It's a slow burn. And it's something that takes time, and it's not for the faint-hearted, but it is for the people that want to make a change, that know that they are capped within the system. And for many of you listening, that will be you. So if it is you, send me a DM. Tell me that you listened to this episode on Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, all the places. And let me know what you thought of this. Let me know if you're interested in building online income. Let me know if you want to snag one of our few remaining NCA spaces. And watch this space because there's going to be lots of things happening. If you're not on our email list, send me a DM and say, I want to be on your email list because I'm going to be sharing all the information there with our amazing community of like over 3,500 nurses, nearly 4,000 nurses, who get weekly emails from me and tidbits. And I'm going to be sharing more of the business side of things because I feel like that's what people want. And I want to hear from you. If that's what you want, tell me. And I will be so intentional about creating what you want. And yeah, that's it for this week. I will chat to you next week where I will be less off the cuff. But I hope you enjoyed the vulnerable divulgence of Liam. And I will chat to you next week. Have a beautiful week.